Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. Today's topic is school building finance. Did you know that Massachusetts has the highest debt load on a per capita basis than any other state in the nation? Do you know why? Many would assume that it's because of the Big Dig, but in fact, it has more to do with the mess that state government made out of how we build and pay for schools. For decades, whenever a city or town wanted to build a new school, the state paid for nearly all the cost. In other states, local governments pay for a greater share of school building costs, which forces citizens to exercise more caution in deciding whether or not a new school is truly needed. But Massachusetts distributed the costs of new schools amongst all the state's taxpayers. This led to costly excesses such as Newton's infamous new North High. Sometimes referred to as Newton's Taj Mahal, the new Newton North opened in 2010 and came in at a cost of around $200 million, making it the most expensive school in state history. It includes features such as an Olympic-sized swimming pool, an indoor rock climbing wall, two gymnasiums, and something called a black box theater, which is different from a conventional theater. Newton North also has one of those. We hear a lot these days about crumbling public infrastructure in Worcester, Massachusetts, and the nation, and many assert that we have been underfunding our capital needs for generations. But with regard to schools, Massachusetts has the opposite problem. We overinvested. We built too much. Approximately a quarter of schools in the state are now under-enrolled, with far more space than they need. Enrollment has been steadily declining, and cities and towns built in anticipation of growth that did not materialize. After all, why not? Someone else was paying for it. In 2004, the state created a new agency, the Massachusetts State Building Authority, to bring more order and discipline to how we pay for public school buildings. Local governments now have to bear a greater share of the costs, and the state share is more precisely linked to need. So where do things stand in Worcester? The big news is that Worcester's new North High is ready to open for this coming school year. The project was on time, on budget, at a total cost of around $70 million. But this is likely to be the last new school that will be built in the city for some time. According to a recent report by the state school building authority, the building conditions of Worcester schools is far from dire, if also generally poorer than most other schools in the state. Worcester has recently increased the amount allocated for capital improvements in the Worcester Public Schools, but there is only so much money to go around. School improvements compete for limited resources with Worcester's numerous other capital needs, such as fixing streets, sidewalks, parks, bridges, and dams, as well as equipment such as new police cruisers, fire trucks, and technology upgrades. It goes without saying that ultimately all we should care about is student performance, and the relation between student performance and the quality of school buildings is unclear. University Park Campus School, the best public school in Worcester, happens to be housed in the city's oldest school building, built in 1885. Some high-performing charter schools have been located in space that is notably austere, humble, and even shabby. But we cannot neglect legitimate capital needs, and there's no question that the character of school buildings makes a crucial first impression. Building conditions matter a lot to parents. If we want to reverse the trend of families choosing to educate their children outside of Worcester, we do need to be concerned about school building conditions in the city. This has been Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.